And then I saw the shadows. 15 long dogs sing through the stubby grass like an operatic nightmare. She stands, her syrupy wings extended to show the fullness of her stomach. Rising against the carrion of her heart is a shining pendant, a field of gold. Vanished into thin air, the warrior's gone, and I slump into a pile while my fluids drain around me. And then I saw the shadows. 12 years later, and I still can't shake the feeling that I've been cast from stone, but only half-baked. Like the worst ideas of a criminal genius, my life festers amongst the rabid and scabby husks of the weasels that wind around my round ankles. It takes a small army of painstakingly painted ballerinas to wrest my body from the tainted grip of an antichrist. And then I saw the shadows. Enveloping me and winding their dangerous and spidery fingers through the history of my life until all I can see of the past is a washed-out, grainy example of a life I hoped not to lead. I swung the axe and watched the slices of air fall to the floor and get eaten by snapping plants, each having a tiny mouth with razor-sharp teeth and tongue and a wit to boot. I swung the axe again, and then I saw the shadows. Up to my neck, and it feels like a morose smoke is blanketing me and smothering me like a cloying mother and her too sweet perfume.